On WCLV IdeaStream Public Media, the Ohio Light Opera season is well underway at the College of Worcester, and we want to welcome the artistic director, Stephen Daigle. And Stephen, other people might have a different opinion of this, but I think one of the most fetching parts of how to succeed in business without really trying is when J. Pierpont Finch sings, "I Believe in You." And in a recording, you don't realize he's talking to himself and he's singing to himself. And to me, that's just the essence of the whole show.
Right. I think it is. It centers around somebody trying to find strength in themselves. What I love about How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying is that the expectation of where the story goes at the end, I mean, it's not exactly what you expect it to be when it starts out. It's not a predictable plot, and that's what's kind of the charm about it. I think this is a very interesting time where musical theater, when it came out in the early 1960s, were looking for the unusual. In a way, with this plot, you might say that, and the way it's set within basically in one location, a Park Avenue office building, right? Worldwide Wicked Company. The same thing you could say about Camelot. It has a different structure and form to it. Definitely a part of our mission to present these pieces, especially the pieces that have these unusual takes or differences that are against the norm. Although I would say that the songs are very much tunes that patrons will know when they come into the theater to listen to it.
The music and lyrics are by Frank Lesser. The book, there's three authors to the book, one of whom is Abe Burrows, who was a very, very well-known author of the time. And it won the Pulitzer Prize for Drama, only the fourth musical to do so. And that's How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. That is opening on the 15th. And then opening on the 22nd is No, No, Nanette. We talked a little bit ago about the fact that there are a lot of orchestral parts in a box that have to do with what people are going to see at the Ohio Light Opera.
Right. If we're going to produce these shows, we want to produce them with the original orchestrations. And there's interesting stories that happen when you're trying to find all the material to produce these shows. No, No, Nanette was one of these titles. It has popularity. The title has popularity. T for Two, I'm sure when that is heard within the Freelander Theater, we're going to hear a lot of people humming that tune. But, it doesn't mean that these shows, although very accessible for our audiences, aren't necessarily accessible to get together and produce on our stage. And No, No, Nanette, we wanted to get the original orchestration, the 1970 version of No, No, Nanette, which was very popular. It doesn't contain the same orchestrations. It has interpolated numbers in it. And so we started to research and found the orchestra parts at a research facility at the University of Texas, of all places. And we had permission from the Special Collections to scan the parts and to pull books and materials, clippings. This collection was a collection that the original producer owned. And the story is that, literally in boxes, that these boxes of materials were being offered at a garage sale or an estate sale, and somebody came by and bought them for I think it was $500 to $1,000 for the entire group, and they eventually donated. We are grateful that whoever bought them knew how important they were historically, because that one person may not have shown up. They may have been thrown into the garbage because no one wanted to purchase them.
The next show that's beginning in June is on June 29th, and that is HMS Pinafore by Gilbert and Sullivan, classic Ohio Light Opera fare. But this is the first time, Stephen, in the history of the Ohio Light Opera that God Save the King will be sung before the show.
Depending on whoever is presenting these pieces with this traditional beginning by singing God Save the King now, that we may be one of the first ones to do this. It didn't take much debate. We look at the history. It's all during Queens. All of the productions, Gilbert and Sullivan productions, have been delivered. And so we decided it's on the back of our program, and in case there are a few people that can't in their mind insert king in the place of queen. But yes, we will carry on the tradition, but it will be God Save the King.
This also, like No, No, Nanette, has the potential for high camp, but I know at the Ohio Light Opera, you are as authentic as you can get.
Yes, and it's a challenge because, you know, we have a lot of new company members, cast members, who are very talented coming into this environment, who've never done shows like HMS Pinafore, No, No, Nanette. I think Orpheus is another one. And you have to be very careful. You kind of ride a line between, you know, a piece that you just have to believe in, every character has to believe in themselves and presenting, and the camp taking you to a point of parody. They have to believe they're real characters.